Be unapologetic is a wake-up call to today's Christians. How much longer will God's people delay saying, it is not yet time? Rooted in James, Isaiah, and Haggai, this is the call to rebuild. Anointed in fire, purified by living water, unshaken in His truth. Hosted by Cleon Williams and Shasty Hibbert, diving deep into the struggles all Christians must face, walk boldly in faith, endure the trials, and stand firm in God's truth.
Hello and welcome everyone to Be Unapologetic. I'm your host, Cleon Williams, and this is my co-host joining us again for tonight, Shasty Hibbert. We're here to introduce you to another night with a special episode. Shasty?
I thought I was doing the intro. You just took away my shine. Welcome, welcome everyone to Testimony Tuesdays on Be Unapologetic, where we share real stories of faith, endurance, and God's power at work. Each testimony is a reminder that you are not alone in your journey. And if a testimony speaks to you, we ask, please, let us know at our email at beunapologetic876@gmail.com. That testimony that speaks to you, we would love to pass it on to the persons who shared their testimonies, because it's also an encouragement for them as well in knowing that their story would have made an impact on somebody else. Now, Mr. William, it is back to you to start us off with the first testimony. I am excited.
I am so excited as well. All right, so our first testimony comes from Brother Sean. I'm going to play it now so we can hear what he has to say as his testimony.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or evening, whichever time of the day you're hearing of my voice. I greet you well in the mighty name of Jesus, our soon coming King. My name is Brother Sean Clark. I am delighted to share in my testimony to you. So I pray and hope that my testimony will bless someone's heart. So I must give God thanks. I must give God the honor and glory for what He has done for me. I am grateful and I'm thankful. I may not have a specific testimony, but I would love to share a generalistic testimony to tell you about the goodness of Jesus and what He has done for me. I am grateful and I'm thankful. First, I have to say thank God for life to wake me up each and every single day. I am grateful, I am thankful, I am happy that God has given me the gift of life. God has been good. I can never ask for anything else or anything more. I'm in good health. I'm in my right mind. I'm in a state of happiness, a state where God has been so mightily good for me. He has prepared the way of opportunities. You know, God took me going to school each and every day. I can remember when I was working and going to school all at the same time. I was tired. The journey was rough. The school fee to be paid, sleepless nights of studying and work during the day. It wasn't easy. And I did that for 4 years, and God kept me throughout all of that. You know, I am grateful and I'm happy. You know, like I can say yes, I got my degree, and I'm not just a degree, it's in honors. I did business management studies at NCU, Northern University College, and I am happy that I made the right choice and I was successful. God has been so good. I can't stop saying how God has kept me. He protects me from danger, seen and unseen, each and every day. We go about our duties, go about whatever we set ourselves to do throughout the day. I'm back home. That's a gift. And I'm honored and giving God thanks. That's a blessing to go out. I'm coming in safe and sound. I'm thankful. So I encourage you, people of God, to stay focused on Him, because God is merciful. He is true, and I'm sure He will protect us. He will protect me from the enemy out there. So, God, I'm sure God will protect you. Give God thanks. Give God honor. Just worship God, no matter what the circumstances may be. Just worship God. You may never know when we have facing our problems. Just worship God in despite of. Just worship God, because God created us to worship Him. And if we can worship God, I'm sure God will bless us. God will keep us. God will protect us. Just give Him all the praise, all the honor that is due unto Him. You know? I'm sure God will supply our needs according to the riches in glory. Stay focused. Stay steadfast on Him, and He will deliver us. So when situation comes our way, we can look to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, He's a young man keeper. Yeah, He's a middle-aged keeper. He's the elderly keeper. He's everybody's keeper. I can testify to that God keep us all, and we must stay rooted and grounded in Him, and you will see and get your reward. These are my few testimonies that I love to share, and I hope and trust that you are richly blessed to be stayed in God. Be rooted in Him. Never leave Him nor forsake Him. And you will get your reward in heaven. Be blessed. Stay blessed. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
It's a great testimony. I know you said it was a general testimony, but you could really tell that as he was speaking that he just found a lot of gratitude for different things. And having a gratitude for the gift of life is definitely something that I think we ought to be more grateful for, you know, because I think because we spend so much time waking up each day for how many years, we kind of overlook sometimes that there could just be a day that we just don't wake up. And that is something that I'm just reminded about to be grateful for, because we don't know when that end is for our life. So we really ought to be more intentional about our gratitude for life. Like this is one of the most basic blessings that we get, that every single person is issued every single day.
Yeah, so true.
And, you know, there are a few things that he mentioned that I just had to take some highlight notes off and emphasize, you know, this is definitely a season where God is preparing a lot of opportunities. He's preparing ways to reach those opportunities as well. Mm-hmm. And if we're diligent in seeking him, discipline in sacrificing our flesh, which mm-hmm. it can get hard, really hard sometimes. And yeah. sometimes we might even give in to our flesh. But let's not let that deter us from continuing the efforts in being diligent and building that discipline to have to be able to overcome, I should say, those challenges. Because God wants to reward us, but he can't reward bad efforts. He can't reward us for not coming for it. He's already issued it. We just need to reach out and receive it. And
true.
I'm reminded of that, you know, as I listen to his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, him even sharing about working and going to school has not been easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard plenty of persons who have spoken on that. And yeah. even though I myself do some work while I go to school, it's not like I am dedicatedly hired by someone and I have to spend a 9-to-5 and then go study and all of that. It doesn't make it any less simplistic, but there are times where I can say, work,
mm-hmm.
I cannot look at you now.
Mm.
So let me come back like a weekend or maybe 2 weeks from now. So going through that where you have to, because it is even the thing that's putting money in your pockets to go to school, mm-hmm. is really challenging at times. And it has caused me to look at things in a more humble fashion, because it's not all the time that I have been grateful. In that regards,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I have been very, what would even be the opposite word of ungrateful? I've been ungrateful in how I say, you know, sometimes I just can't do this, when in reality there are so many other persons who are doing this day to day. So it means that I am not managing, managing it properly. And I can't make excuses for myself because of everything that I'm doing. Yes, there is a limit to how much I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
But that limit is also based on how efficiently you're able to handle things.
That's so true. But something that I've noticed from you as well, the thing mm-hmm. somebody who is close to you is, quite often than not, you seem to think that your threshold and what you're able to manage and handle is less than what it actually is. And it frustrates me sometimes because yeah. then you speak about it and then you use terms that put yourself and that puts God in the box. And I'm like, Cleo, man, like you're not aware, you're not paying attention to what exactly it is that you're doing. It's not that you can't handle it, but it's you use your words to chain yourself to that situation, and you make the situation a bigger problem than what it actually is. Let's be very honest. It's not that big of a deal, but sometimes you make it so much bigger than what it needs to be. And that's why the journey that God has you on, you know, I'm like, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Because you're now able to see and you're able to identify some of these things and the ways in which God is showing and God is giving way to do this and how to handle this. And you're telling him, no, you can't. And you're just now seeing and paying attention to there was a way all this time, but you were just stubborn.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. This journey has brought me back from a lot of those thoughts. And it's honestly been the fuel behind this podcast coming to life, recognizing that, listen, God has placed an extraordinary anointing, and He's given me the helping hand necessary to make this become a reality. So therefore, I don't need to think I need to fit with everybody else or get used to the idea that persons already have to say, all right, this is where my limit is at, and I already tried it no more. And when God has called you to do something, He's already made sure that it is well within your capacity to do so.
Yes, and something as well with you, but you don't listen to that either, is anytime when you actually do surpass your limit or you are surpassing your limit, God always tells you to slow down, and He always says, Cleo, rest. You need to pause. You need to rest. So even during the times when you do get overwhelmed by everything, too much and it becomes a lot, He'll have you stop everything and He'll have you rest during those time periods.
Definitely. I do want to add that I did not listen, because I'm on a very different wavelength right now, and there is no functioning with Cleon unless I rest. He's refined me to a point where he literally is saying, I'm giving you less and less excuses. So if you don't adhere to this, then you will not be able to abide well enough.
Absolutely. And I love to see it. I absolutely take great joy and take great delight in it, because, you know, my biggest pet peeve with you is you don't rest, and you didn't, because it's not what you are, where you're at. Listen when you were encouraged through multiple different avenues to just rest. And even when God told you Himself, rest, you just wouldn't have listened. And to see you grow within that, especially knowing how important it was to you and for you and for your calling to actively spend time resting within Him specifically and in His presence, allowing Him to refill you and allowing Him to heal you. It's seeing it come to fruition now and seeing the things that you are able to push out and accomplish as a result of that, and seeing where your mindset is at right now as a result of that. It's absolutely.
You can continue.
God is still a good God. Can God I get an good. Amen? Had a hiccup, but we're back because our God is still good. Our God is still good. So I was saying that it's been such a privilege to bear witness to that, especially since being a part of the podcast as well. I'm actively a part of that role of seeing you take control of things that you couldn't take control of before, and lead it, and not lead it from a place of your flesh, but have it be spirit-led and putting Him at the forefront and at the center of everything. And when I have conversations with you, just how you start speaking and the tone and the words, as you would have said earlier that you started using, how those have changed. It's just allowed me to see you so differently and to be so grateful as well to God for the work and the things that He's been doing in your life. And I've told you this multiple times, but I just really want to say it on here as well, that I'm super proud of you. I'm super, super proud of you. And I'm super happy and excited about the things that you have done and about where God is taking you moving forward.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, look at this. Even what you're saying here is a testimony that... I This would literally be a testimony for the podcast itself. The birthing of the entire podcast.
Oh, wow.
So interesting. Because look at the previous attempts that we've had at starting the podcast. We would get a little bit of momentum and then get a little bit more again and then dip again. And it's like every time it started coming up, there were just some fights that came up that I was just not ready to handle. And because of that, the kind of discipline that was necessary to push through that was explored within Haggai 1, you know, that was the kind of mindset that I had, that maybe it's not time. I'm just going to wait a little more. I'm going to do this a little bit more. You know, it's just not time for it. And every time the podcast was down, no matter what I gave my attention to, was never sufficient enough to handle what I needed.
Yeah. And it's important to know that we never got as far as recording conversations. Like, we would record our phone calls, but not actively sit down and actually record sessions.
Right.
We didn't get that far at all. It would always break down before we reach that part. And what made it even more difficult as well than what it needed to be was me. And I can say that because I know I know that I'm somebody who I can sometimes be very busy. There's a lot of things God has called me to do. There's a lot of people that he's called me to serve. And in me being busy, I realized that sometimes what happens with me is, and as well as because I lack discipline, and it's something that God definitely has been working on in me, it's when it came time to even stick with this, when it came time to even hold you accountable or even have our meetings, it's almost like there was always an excuse. There was always something else to do. And so even the podcast, it didn't hold the sense of urgency from me either to be more actively involved in the process, to hold you accountable to that process, to be disciplined either. And so it's no wonder that it would fall apart, because there was genuinely nobody there to be any sort of glue. So the little excuse, wherever that may have come from, either through me or you, is like everything just started to crumble, because we just took that and we just ran with that, oh yeah, then, you know, maybe now is not the time because you have that going on, I have this going on, it's just not possible. And then you started it up by yourself as well, so that happened. And I thought to myself, I was like, oh, I'm a father, okay, so I'm no longer a part of the podcast. So I'm like, oh, all right, and cool, I guess this is just one thing that was taken away that I'm no longer a part of, so it'll just be you, and I'll come on occasionally as a guest. And then that fell through, and only for us to end up right back at square one, but so much healthier, so much more disciplined. Mind you, God did have to say some choice words and give some choice scriptures, but to be obedient to that and to be more disciplined to that, where even now, even though we do have different things going on and we can be very busy, but it's ensuring that the times that we set, we stick to those times. And I think we've been doing really good as it relates to sticking with those times, and as it relates to ensuring that before we start the session, which is something that we didn't do before, that we put God at the heart and that we put him at the center of it all, and we seek his advice for what exactly is it or how exactly is it that he wants things to flow. And it really makes such a humongous difference, not only when you're walking in obedience, but when you put him at the center of it all. And I don't know about you, but I can definitely speak for myself that when my mind tries to tell me that, oh no, you know, you don't really want to do this right now, like you want to find an excuse, you want to go do something else, because you have a lot of things going on right now. I go to him and I remind myself, you better get your act together. Find the time to make sure that this gets done, and the things that need to go out when they need to go out, that they do. Don't be coming with your excuses, because those are no longer acceptable, because this is something that you're called to do. So because it's something that you're called to do, you make the time for it.
Exactly. Exactly. And for me, it has become one of the greatest priorities for me to ensure mm-hmm. that this is going exactly how it should go. I have set up automatic messages for specific days where persons who are going to be doing devotions, persons who are going to be doing exhortations, their messages for when I should be collecting from them the audio, checking in on them about how mm-hmm. everything is going on. Those are automatically set up from the very first interaction that I have with them. Because I recognize mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. sometimes I am not diligent enough in following up at the times when I should.
Mm-hmm.
So I compensate by looking at my weakness, praying about it, and I say, God,
mm-hmm.
you've given me skills, you've given me talent. Let me put them to work. And so I set it up so that way from I complete the very first interaction and they're going to be doing this. I have the message for a follow-up set written, assigned for this time, mm-hmm. this day, it sends out. I have another one set up for when I should be collecting it from them. It's sent out at the appropriate time. So I keep persons in check, because that was also something that I didn't do last time mm-hmm. around. And it caused, you know, two persons who reach out and say, hey, you know, I didn't get to finish up with the recording yet. I'm going to be following mm-hmm. up with you tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, you know, I forgot about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And sometimes there are persons who they follow up and they say, hey, am I still supposed to do this? Because, you know, mm-hmm. I realize that the time has passed. And I'm like, I didn't follow up. And I don't intend to be constantly disappointing God.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with simple things that can be fixed. Like yeah. if I happen to disappoint God, it must be for something that I did not pay enough attention to that mm-hmm. would have required a lot more attention to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't let it be because of simple little things that can easily be corrected.
Yeah.
So I made sure to start implementing that a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I am truly grateful just to how much it's been going. So, dear, you've heard some of the backstory behind, oh, this would be the Be Unapologetic testimony for how things kept falling apart, coming back together. Because at one point God had said to me, which I see mentioned, where he said, listen, you're taking too long, you're both making excuses, and I need this to be done now, and I need to start. And he made this urgency fall upon me that I could no longer wait on Shiesty for it, and I had to start back the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But even in starting it back, I did not put things in place where it needed to be in place. And so this mm-hmm. was also how I recognize in looking back that this was a way for me to see not only what was necessary to put in place for the podcast, but also areas where Shiesty would be needed for it. And mm-hmm. I've also been able to recognize that by not including Shiesty into this, it would have made this kind of awareness to her that, yeah, there needs to be a better priority with how the things of God are being treated.
Mm-hmm. Or definitely.
At any moment in time, we could be reassigned. Mm-hmm. And I certainly don't want that the opportunities that God has given me to represent him to be reassigned to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have so been that I also heard a prophet was like scrolling through Instagram, and you know, mm-hmm. he was preaching, and the thing that he was talking about is sometimes you're looking at your replacement that is going to be taking on your assignments that should have been fulfilled, and they're going to come as persons who are not necessarily as skilled as you are, but they're far more disciplined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And discipline is such a huge one. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just truly incredible. So I hope that for those of you who are listening and you're hearing this testimony from Be Unapologetic, that whatever task that you have that is given to you by God to fulfill, whatever ministry, whatever church, whatever church body, whatever department, you know, that you're serving within your church, whatever it is that God has given you to do, make priority of it. Make it your priority. Because like the persons with the many talents, the talents that was given out, one received one talent, one received five, one received, I think, seven. They kept multiplying the talents using the talents that they already had. But the one with only one talent buried it, didn't do anything with it. And so it was reassigned to someone else. Let it not be that because you lack discipline, because you lack the urgency necessary for the king's message, the king's work, that what is given to you is reassigned to someone else.
And I want to add,
go ahead.
I want to add something, another perspective as well. Don't get in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
To expound a little bit more, a lot of my challenges with the podcast and with being on the podcast is just feeling underqualified. It's feeling like I'm not good enough. Like, Abba Father, you want me to go on this public platform and to not only put myself out there, but to speak about you. And I'm like, Abba Father, I just don't know. If I'm the best person for the job, I could think of so many other persons who are great for that role, who are great for that position, but not me. Because at the time, I was just so anxious and I was so riddled with fear. And I was just like, Abba Father, you know, I don't read your word as much. I don't spend as much time with you. And so for you to call me and for you to say, I am the one, and I feel so unworthy. I feel so undeserving of that role and of that position that you gave me. Because when God gives something, it can sometimes feel like such humongous shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Because you know how God is and you know the richness of the things that he's called you to. Because he would have shown just the potential of the podcast and what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
But the little girl and where she was at, like, she wasn't focused on the potential. She was focused on where she was. Mm-hmm. And where she was and where that potential was. It was like night and day. Like, you look up at the sky and just like, oh, like you reach, but you just won't be able to reach up there. That's how it felt. Yeah. And I realized that, and even as you were talking, I was like, oh, Abba Father, you know, it's my perspective is a little different, as it often is. You guys are going to find out. You and I see things separately. And when you spoke about even the reassignment, and I was thinking about how I felt then, and I felt bad, but it's almost like a part of me felt good, because I was like, Abba Father, this is something that I don't need to worry about being worthy of. And as you were talking, I realized that that in and of itself was also a challenge, because here God was giving a gift, but because of where I was, I wasn't even able to appreciate that gift that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to fully even see or understand what that gift was and about that gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's so funny. And so even though he took it away, my response, what it should have been, it wasn't that response because I wasn't able to even see and know. You remember like how you were talking in your testimony that some things we just take them for granted. And yeah. I'm realizing, no, Abba Father, that, you know, forgive me, because that was something that I took for granted. And you know this, because God has given me multiple gifts and I've never really spent time before to see and to be able to acknowledge and pay attention that these were gifts from God, because there wasn't really anybody there. And I wasn't really having conversations either with anybody about some of the things that I was experiencing, some of the things that I was noticing, some of the things that were being said to me. And so a lot of the times, you know, even my thought process, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm crazy. I remember having this conversation with Cleo a lot of the times where, and I think a lot of Christians fall into this, where, you know, you think they're bigger, better, badder Christians than you. And so when certain things happen and you want to say certain things, you keep silent because you're like, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. Because if they're saying this and they know God and they've spent so much time in the church, they've spent so much time in the Word, they've spent so much time in worship and in prayer, then obviously they are going to know more than me. They are going to know better than me. And God has spent time beating that out of me and beating that thought out of me and helping me to realize and to understand that, hey, like, he uses anybody. In kingdom, nobody is better than anybody else. Nobody going have, and I want to phrase this very correctly, let's switch up the way I say it. So you may think that what you have to bring and what you have to give is invaluable, but what you don't understand is there's only one of you in God's kingdom. And what he's assigned to you and your perspective on how you view things, your perspective on the type of relationship that you have with him, it's unique. Nobody else has that type of relationship with him because he created you to be unique. And so that bond, it's unique. The lens he has given you to see the world, it's unique. And so what you have to bring to the table, obviously he's calling you to that table to bring something there because you have something unique to bring and you have something that only you can bring to that table. Nobody else is going to be able to give or to bring what you've brought because of the gifts that he's given you and how he's manifested those gifts within you.
Definitely.
And I just want to share that as well as a reminder for persons, because I know that this is something that a lot of Christians struggle with as well, that if God has called you to it, you don't have to trust in yourself. You don't have to trust in what you know, because oftentimes our mind tells us lies. So you have to trust in what he knows. You have to trust in what God has told you. Because then you are going to understand, because oftentimes it's not until we start walking obediently that we start seeing how truly qualified we are for something.
I love how you said that.
Yeah, because when you sit and when you're at the starting point and you're looking at it, all you're able to see is the things that go wrong. Yeah, you see the things that could potentially go right, especially if you failed before. And you know what that failure is like, it can make it so difficult. And so this is why I love God and I love when he says, just start. And I love the fact that, like Moses, he always has an answer for everything. So you go to him and you're like, but daddy, you know, I don't think I'll be able to do this because I'm not the smartest person, because, you know, I can't talk the best way, because look at me and look where I come from. I don't think anybody is going to want to listen to me. And he's like, but who am I?
Right.
And I think that's what we forget, what we forget in the situation, because we always look at ourselves when at the end of the day, we don't matter. And I think that's what we forget. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's about God. And he is greater than all of that. Each and every single one of that, God is bigger, better, better than that.
100%.
And so the little things that were there worrying about, kind of is like, you have me. What are you? Truly, what are you concerned about?
Mm-hmm.
Because God has everything that you need. And so even the areas that you may literally, legit be lacking in, you have God in you.
Definitely.
It's like, even if you're worried about that, you're not going to that even be like, so I just wanna share that as well, because I got filled with gratitude as well for the fact that, you know, he trained me, built and developed me, and then decided that he wanted to put me back. And oh my gosh, what a privilege that is. Oof. Ooh.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what was just beautifully said in Sean's testimony is when he says that he's the young keeper, the old keeper, and the middle-aged keeper. Because sometimes we can think about God being for someone else and not for us because of our unique challenges or unique age factor.
True.
You know? So I was really grateful that he said that as part of his testimony. Because, he is my young keeper. When I was younger, naive, being a miscreant to God. He's my middle-aged keeper as I navigate myself into that age group. And he will be my old keeper even after I become older. All of those instances, he's going to be the one to guide me, protect me, teach me.
Absolutely. I saw that testimony. Oof, it resonated so deeply within me, because I kid you not, I was talking to the Abba Father the other day. And I was in a praise and worship session with my aunt. And as we were there, there was a song, Surrender. I don't remember who it was by that was playing. And my heart got just so filled with gratitude that I was just like, Abba Father, you know, I want to become even more intimate with you. And I wanted to write love letters to him, just pouring out my heart and my soul about how much I love him, how I delight in him, how I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. And even today, it's so funny, because when you had messaged me about today, I had said, I'm going to think through a testimony and I'm going to come and I'm going to say that testimony. And God works things out so amazing, because all of today, he just had the whole of today be a testimony, because the whole of today, he just had me meditating on the goodness of God. And even as Sean's testimony was going and he was talking about life and being grateful for life, and he was talking about the challenges with school, and I was just remembering, and I was just like, Abba Father, you've given me yet another thing to be thankful for, because today I was just praising him for godly friends. You know, I have persons like you that you surround me whenever it is that you see me going down in places that I'm not supposed to go into, or I've sinned and I've fallen short of the glory of God. You know, you don't bash me. You rebuke me, yes, because you're doing things that you know you're not supposed to be doing, but you don't turn me away, you don't ignore me and leave me in my sin, but you gather around, you pray, you worship with me, you ask me if I've prayed, if I've praised, you ask me questions, just digging deeper. And you know, I was listening to a podcast today and I realized that the quality of people that I have surrounding me right now, because God has removed quite a lot of persons from my constant communication list. And so I have a set of quality persons around me right now that just surround me, that keep me from doing certain things and hold me accountable in certain ways. And I was like, Abba Father, you know, forgive me for even taking that for granted, because that's something that I hadn't pause to really sit down and to think about. Until like today when it was happening, I really meditated on that fact that Abba Father, wow, like it really removed people out of my life and like left persons surrounding me who are gonna help me to really grow exponentially on my journey, and persons who are gonna feed into me and who are gonna keep me chasing after your heart and keep me close to you. And you consistently pluck me out of negative environments and put me into godly environments.
True.
And as and so as he was speaking, I was just like, Abba Father, my gosh, like today you just really and truly have my whole heart, because I was crying, I was crying, I was crying. Even when he mentioned about life, I kid you not, just an hour or so before then, my auntie had me listen to one of her favorite songs, and it's One More Day by Sons of Sunday, and it was about just being grateful for the fact that we're sinners, but God still gives us one more day to praise him. He still gives us one more day to give him thanks, to worship him, and what a blessing it is, that one more day that he's given unto us. And we were talking about it, and then to see that I came on here on Testimony Tuesdays, and one of the testimonies was about life and being grateful for it, and even having you come to say that that's something that we take for granted as well, even life. I was just like, Abba Father, wow, like yeah. You really put in the work and you really set up today so intentional in showing me and having me use the day to just worship you, and use the day just to be holy and completely grateful to you, and realizing some of the things that you've done for me that I didn't even spend the time to think about. And so yeah. Now I'm able to be grateful, and I'm able to give you the praise and the glory and the honor for that. And it's just, my mind is blown. My mind is blown.
Yeah. Like, that was a really great testimony, by the way. I'm glad, like, I'm just taking a moment to really just reflect on your words as well. And, you know, that's something that is always necessary as Christians. As we hear someone else's testimony, just reflect on not only their words, but what the meaning of their words are. And how it even connects to you. It sounds strange, but there is a way to receive testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm recognizing that the more and more as time goes on. And I don't think persons think about some of these things, because it's like walking. You don't think about walking. You just walk. But there's even a proper way that you walk.
And
yeah, persons might think, yeah, you're just being too granular. But really and truly, there is a proper way to walk. And
that's so true. That makes a lot of sense. That does make a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And let me explain a little bit.
Sure.
It makes a lot of sense to me, because I remember sometimes I'd have like a gripe with you. Because I'd be explaining some of the struggles and challenges that I'm facing. And sometimes you talk about some of the things that you'd have overcome. And I'll be like, yeah, well, you know, it's not about my struggles. Why are you coming to me with your issues? But we're talking about my issues. And I wasn't able to, at the time, realize or understand why. At times, you would have shared that testimony.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to take the substance from it and how to apply it to the situation and how to apply it to what I was going through.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with the length and the mindset that I had at the time when viewing and listening to the testimony. So I definitely do can confirm that there's a particular posture for you to really get everything that you need to get. 100%.
Yeah, definitely. And I was actually just in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering to myself, I was just there, like, I'm looking forward to this Testimony Tuesdays. I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to it so, so badly, because mm-hmm. when I was at my church for Good Friday, I believe,
mm-hmm.
there was no preaching. You know, we came, we worshipped, and then it was just testimonies. And I kid mm-hmm. you not, one after another, everybody that came and they shared a testimony, it flowed so eloquently. It was like a whole wow. sermon.
Wow.
I can't fully describe just how amazing it was to just be in a constant, heavy state of reflection. And it was the first time that I recognized everyone in our church was going through a constant state of heavy reflection as well.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were just there seated, you could literally just feel the presence of God, and you felt the atmosphere of worship that was just upon us. And we weren't standing and worshiping. We were just seated, mm-hmm. listening to this other person sharing their testimony of their life, sharing how God has been good to them, how God has been helping them,
mm-hmm.
some things that just so awe-inspiring.
Mm.
And just to feel that whole atmosphere of worship that is just present, and that atmosphere of gratitude, it was incredible. It was wow. really, really incredible.
Wow, wow, wow.
And so as I came home
mm-hmm.
that same day, was it this, as I came home? No, it was before I went. I mm-hmm. was thinking, I wonder what testimony I should share.
Mm.
That's what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was after. Yeah, because it was the Sunday I was getting ready. The Sunday mm-hmm. after I was getting ready. At this point, I'm so excited for Testimony Tuesdays, because that's the kind of atmosphere that God wants this to replicate mm-hmm. on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just so, so excited. And as I was getting ready, you know, God said mm-hmm. to me, put on that perfume. And I was, mm-hmm. I took it up and I sprayed it on. And just for the viewers' understanding, this is a perfume that God had me prayed over and consecrate. And it sounds strange to consecrate a perfume, but I've seen where he's used that time and time again when he says to me, put on that perfume. I know it's an opportunity to encounter him.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized afterwards, it was more than just an opportunity to encounter him, because the journey he's been putting me on since mm-hmm. the start of this year. Mm-hmm. And showed me that nothing is just about encountering him. It's yeah. about making sure that us as a temple
mm-hmm.
understand when God says, me shout, Gucci. Him want him temple be that courtyard made of gold.
Yeah. Like
Solomon, when Solomon built a temple, there was old sections that was built straight out of gold. Like, he wanted me to drop some of my bad, bad habits that I had.
Yes, yes, yep.
And I see where using that perfume
mm-hmm.
was addressing one of them in ways that I would not have expected.
Yeah.
And for a better understanding, you see, growing up, I couldn't use strong scented colognes or anything like that, because it would make me feel sick. It would actually get me sick. Mm-hmm. And I had chronic asthma attacks. And so strong scented colognes and those stuff was just not in the books for me any at all. And I used mm-hmm. to like colognes because I can't wear anything strong.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to kind of forget about it over time. I could wear body splash. Those are very light scented stuff. So very light scented colognes. Well, mm-hmm. colognes are normally strong, but spray, you know, light scented yeah. sprays and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Yeah, I could wear those. But for the most part, I generally didn't. And it was as I recognized that this is going to be the testimony that God really helped me to reveal a lot of why he has me now in a season of wearing colognes. Because as I was younger, another reason that I totally did not pay attention to is there's this thing known as object memory association, where if you have, let's say we have a squishy ball, whenever time we are exercising, the habit is now reinforced in our mind that whatever goes on while we're exercising, we need to have that squishy ball. When you get that squishy ball in your hand and you squeeze it, you're now in the mood to exercise. And I don't know if anybody has ever noticed, but you know, sometimes I hear this song and like some memories come back and like, hey, I remember when this girl and like this song was playing.
Yeah.
That is also a form of object memory association. And so for me, the scent of the cologne brought back a lot of memories. Depending on the type of cologne that it is. And there were times where I was not the happiest of persons. And so even though these were good memories that would come back, they felt very painful sometimes because these are not memories I can recreate, or these are not experiences I can have because I want to have them. And so I would not have actually wanted to wear any colognes because of that. But that was a subset of another reason, which is sometimes I was easily forgotten. And that persisted for years. Sometimes being easily forgotten about. And I'm not just talking like within my family, I'm talking overall. So sometimes I would be even around persons, I could disappear for a while and persons wouldn't notice that I was even missing. And I could help persons through anything and they would not recognize that I was even present. And it felt very strange. Even saying it now, it sounds very strange because you're like, we mean them to recognize it, you did present. It's like, it sounds very terrible to do it in this comparison, but it's like God helping you through certain things and you just did not acknowledge that God was the one that helped you through it. And so sometimes I would help persons. I would say, you know, you could actually do this or do that and that. And when they do it and everything works out, they're so happy that things work out, but they would never remember that I assisted them any at all in this. And I wasn't trying to get recognition for these things. And because it was such a common occurrence, I thought, well, maybe I'm just not meant to be recognized for this, you know, just continue doing this in the shadows. And so I accepted that because at home, sometimes I was forgotten about that I'm at home. They would think I'm still at school, you know, because there were just times where I'm really quiet and stuff like that. So that influenced me to accept that me being invisible is just what it's supposed to be. And that sounds tough, but I also want to emphasize that I am raised in a very loving home. It just so happens to be that my habits and even the way that sometimes we're impacted by things that's happening can really affect what we give awareness to.
Yeah.
And I've learned that, trust me, when the pressure is on, you could be ignoring persons without ever recognizing that you're ignoring them. And it's genuine thoughts that, you know, actually I look out for them. Genuinely believing that you're looking out for them without recognizing that you're ignoring them. And it was just one of those kind of situations where that was happening. And not to mention that It was around my latter part of my youth, you know, stemming into high school and stuff. I started to pursue a lot of skills outside of school. School was no longer my priority. I was just making sure that I passed. I had a 50% pass rate, so I didn't fail anything, so I could get advanced. And I started to pick up a lot of passion studies. Got a lot of qualifications in things that I actually enjoyed, things that I liked, things that I found curious. And I learned how to mask my presence, and it felt pretty cool because I could just appear and scare the living daylights out of persons. And so that became another compliment to me hiding in plain sight. How does this connect to the perfumes? All right, let me explain. Because I was just constantly making myself invisible, wearing anything with scent would create an awareness of. I got pointed out to me that you were trying to not be seen because you always felt like you're not seen. And so even not wearing any colognes was one of the things that you absorbed a lot more because you kept adding on to a subset that you felt was normal. And when you learned about self-defense, when you learned about hidden operations, combat, and stuff like that, and you understood that having a scent is something that awareness, you just leaned heavily into having no scent. And I'm largely someone that has no scent at all. So, and it's strange. It sounds strange. When I say having no scent, it's like, oh, all right, so you must know we're in a cologne. When I say if you stand close to me and you try to sniff, you wouldn't pick up any scent. I would absorb whatever scents are around. So that awareness to the fact that, yeah, these ex experience caused me to not wear cologne. I was like, wow, God, I really violated myself a lot. And it showed just how while I came to terms with accepting this, I was also indirectly affecting a standard of my self-esteem and increasing that thought process of I am not worthy of recognition. And so it became very hard that when persons actually recognized that I was helping them and stuff, and they said, Clean, you know, I'm really grateful for all your help me and all that kind of stuff. I was like, you know, I didn't know how to handle, respond. I didn't know what was the expected response that I should give. And it was always the expected, the expected, the expected. Clean, it's you. There's no expectation, it's you. I became a tool. I kept thinking as a tool. And I see where now that has had affected me to where I started to feel as if I was not human. And it's so strange because you'll hear me mention this as time goes on in testimonies and stuff like that, where I mention a lot about feeling like I'm not human. And this was one of the many factors that contributed to it. And it was just so deep a revelation that I said, this has to be the testimony that I cover on Testimony Tuesdays. Because I would never have thought that cologne would have done that.
You know, something that's so beautiful, as well, about your journey. And it popped into my mind a while ago. I think it slipped back out, but I'm trying to grab it. I'm trying to grab it. It's something that I'm realizing more and more clearly now. It's you, just by the nature of who you are and if persons know you, like a lot of persons would say, I would have mentioned Cleo larger than life. Like, you just know who he is, you know, hands down. But a lot of your life, you spent a lot, so much like erasing certain things and ensuring that certain things are gone. Just because of experiences, as well as you would have said, unhealthy coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing you talk, no, I was just talking to God and I was just like, you know, Abba Father, you truly do have a sense of humor, because here you have Theo who wanted to be like behind, who wanted to be behind the scenes, getting things done. You speak a lot about being the vanguard at the back of things. And
vanguards are typically at the front, actually.
Oh, they are. Oh, wow.
Yeah, ahead of everybody else.
So still alone, still.
Yeah, they're the first to encounter danger. And then still, they report it to the leader.
So still by yourself, facing the danger, facing the challenges.
Yeah.
One man standing. And it's so interesting because sometimes you used to see that interaction, even sometimes it's how you handled God, in wanting to be that one man alone. Against the world. And I said, it's very ironic because this year, like, I'm really seeing God just fling you out there and put multiple spotlights to say, and I'm talking like some big pointer signs to say, this right here is Cleon Williams. If you didn't know before, now you know, because you're able to see him big. And I feel like a lot of the personality that you have, that you cultivate, that you show externally, like internally, God is building you to match that. But match it in a healthier way.
Yeah.
Because it used to be so unhealthy and tangled up. And now you're stepping into that, but all aspects of your life are able to step into it along with you.
Definitely.
And it's so absolutely amazing to see, because the things that we don't want, the persons that we don't want to be, the situations that we don't want to be in are oftentimes the place that God put us, the situations he put us in, and the type of persons he calls us to be. And so as you were talking, God just, you know, we just had a little chuckle by the fact that he has some big, huge spotlights that he's pointing on you and in your direction, so that persons do know who exactly you are and what you do, because you do a lot of things and a lot of persons don't know half the things that you do.
True.
And so a lot of what you do as well is coming to the forefront and to the lights and the different things that he's tasked you with doing. And it's so amazing, it's so interesting to see. I tell you, like, everybody, you genuinely, I encourage mapping out the journey that God has you on, and as he takes you through different seasons, it's very interesting mapping it out. And it's very interesting having conversations as well with those persons who are around you, because they see things and they get such a very interesting perspective on the thing that sometimes you don't even see.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that because I noticed that a while ago, and it kind of gave me the kiki. Because I knew it already, you know, because you would have come to me and you would have said, hey, Shaisi, you know, say so-and-so did know me, and more persons in our school know me, and you start embracing that more. Mind you, you've always been that type of person, but there's a different confidence that you claim it and that you walk in with it.
True.
I've noticed that, but I've also noticed almost like you wanting to shy away as well, just because you're mysterious Cleon, you know? That's who you are. That's the persona that you've built. So for God to be taking you out of Mysterious to putting you into Cleon. Yeah, man, that is Cleon. Can you know Cleon? it's a little different, but it's so absolutely, can't stress enough, everybody. Amazing to see and to get like just these little insights into that.
True. That, yeah. So our third testimony comes from Sister Ivorine Williams, my mom. And this is a testimony of unexpected help. Jesse, if you may.
Oh, I didn't know that I was reading mommy's testimony. Oh my, wow. And she starts it with, "To God be the glory, great things he has done. One morning as I was taking my daughter to school and heading back, the traffic was bumper to bumper. I decided to turn out of the traffic into St. Jacob Plaza and drove around the back. As I reached the back entrance, the van just shut off on me. Every time I tried to start it, it would start and then shut off again. The last time I tried, it started and I quickly pushed up into a parking space, then it locked off again. A man came up to me and said, 'Start it again.' And I did. I also called a friend and was explaining what was happening while the man was talking to me. My friend said, 'Ask him his name.' I did. And lo and behold, it was one of my friend's friends. See how great God is when he's sending you help? The man helped me and said he had a friend who owns a record company. He called him and asked him if he could help me. The man said it would be $12,000, but I told him I didn't have that kind of money. So the man told his friend and he agreed to $7,000. I still didn't have that either. My friend said he would pay it, and the man who was helping me actually gave me the $7,000 to pay it, and my friend would repay him because that's where he was heading. My, we serve an awesome, wonderful God. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jehovah Jireh.
Exactly, hallelujah, my provider. Amen.
Man, in real time, I absolutely love testimonies like this, because I feel like we really have forgotten that God is a God of suddenlies. I genuinely believe that slips out of our head sometimes, and that's why we worry and that's why we concern ourselves about certain things, because look at that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I would be panicking. I would be panicking, being like, Lord, what am I gonna do now? And even the help of that Lord sent, I could look at him and be like, what do you mean start it again? You know, still be not started and it not work. But like, just the ability in that situation to be able to acknowledge that, hey, this is a helper from God. And then when you call your friend, the friend confirm it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what are the odds that somebody's gonna come and then that person that came, the person that you call for assistance, know this, Maddie?
Man, it was a only you God moment.
I tell you. And then that person had another link again to say, exactly. Okay, then I have a link to the record man.
And the record man also knew her friend.
Wow. Wow, that's like, just, that's amazing.
I was like, wow.
Wow. And it was
a testimony of fire when she came home. She was just so excited to share it.
I tell you, but then you see the numbers 12 and 7. So the man charged 12 and she never have that. And so the man hired and came for 7. And she never have that either. But instead of waiting to go back, one of the person that did have the money already for the man.
Mm-hmm.
Abba Father, like when she said that, I was just like, Abba Father, oh my gosh.
Mm.
Because instead of waiting, the man just had the money on him to pay for the art, and the friend can't give him back, but we can't pay for it right now.
Wow. And the friend that and the friend that she was on the phone with, the man that came to help her, he's heading to him.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes, how could I forget? But heading to the man. Like that is a situation. Like you just have to get it's no one else but God.
Just God. Man.
Wow.
Amazing. This is a powerful testimony.
That's such a phenomenal testimony to end on. Just a reminder of who God is. That God is that God. He's that God. In case you forget, he's still that God.
Indeed. So I want that. To make a point of note, even though this is the ending of the podcast, that even by the length of this episode, you know, we're going 1 hour strong, 1 hour 15 plus strong. Mm-hmm. You can listen to these podcasts on your way to school, on your way to work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a dedicated, set-apart time to listen to the podcast, because there's a flexibility in it, and this is why God wanted that we do every single episode on this, in this fashion, on this platform, in the way that we do it. And if you're a regular podcast listener, you're able to find our podcast on a bunch of different platforms where you listen to podcasts. For example, we distribute on Amazon, the what's it called again? Oh my gosh, it's just Apple Podcasts. Yeah, we distribute Spotify. Through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. We distribute through Podcast Index. We distribute through Listen Notes. And of course, those of you who join directly on RSS, we host on RSS as well. So these are the different streams at which you can get the podcast listened through. So keep that in mind as well. Yeah.
To add to that, if you subscribe to our Telegram channel, then we also upload the RSS link and you do get the audio itself in Telegram that you're able to listen to as well.
Indeed.
And a reminder about our WhatsApp broadcast list. If you haven't joined our WhatsApp broadcast list either, then the link will be located in our RSS. So you can, of this episode, correct? This episode?
Yes.
Will be in as well. So you can always just click that link to join our WhatsApp broadcast list. Join the team. We welcome you.
Yes. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. So on that note, do enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. I want you to continue to just look at situations where you can find God and just glorify him. And just remember, like our tagline says, he's called us to be anointed in fire, purified by living water, and unshaken in his truth. Good night, everyone. Or rather, whatever time of day you'll be listening to this, because it will be released at 6 p.m. So good night, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day and do take care.
And just a quick reminder, because our lovely Mr. Williams didn't remind you, if you have a testimony that you would like to share with us so that we can share it on our Testimony Tuesdays, then please email us at beunapologetic876@gmail.com. You can also make any comments or how today's episode would have encouraged you and you want the persons of the testimonies to know that it encouraged you. You can also send that email to the same email address, beunapologetic876@gmail.com. We will be delighted to pass it on so that somebody else is encouraged through you.
Amen. Thank you, Shai.
You are most welcome. And so on that note, be unapologetic and good night, everyone.